Tot 937, Hartford's number one for hip hop and R&B. This is the Beat of CT. My name is Jenny Boom Boom. DJ Michi, my co-host, is here. What up, Michi?
What's up, Jenny?
And today we have Philip Blonsky here, who is the Senior Community Engagement Manager for United Way. So welcome to you.
Thanks, Jenny. Thanks, DJ Michi. Thanks for having me on today. I'm really excited to talk about an exciting initiative we have going on right now.
Great. Nice. So, I mean, we love the United Way.
Yes.
We do a lot of work with the United Way here on this show. But what is United Way?
Sure. So United Way is a part of a large network, United Way Worldwide Network, which serves about 1,800 communities in 40 countries and territories worldwide, about 1,200 communities here in the United States. The local chapter here is based here in Hartford, but we serve all of central and northeastern Connecticut, so a 52-town service area. And really, we're focused on connecting people with causes they care about through volunteering and then also giving monetarily, whether that be individually or through their workplace. Our mission is really to engage and bring people together, as well as resources, and commit them to the well-being of children, adults, and families in our local community. That's really what we're all about. Each community around the country has different needs. And here in Hartford region, some of the ones we focus on are youth success. We want to make sure that our young people are receiving quality education, have access to a quality education, basic needs. We want to make sure when people are struggling and struggling to make ends meet, we want to make sure they know where to go and how to gain access to resources to improve their situation. Financial stability. We want to make sure our families and adult individuals in our communities have the ability to be financially stable, to find a good paying job, one that will lead to a good career. And then we also want to make sure that people are healthy, have access to health insurance, know where to go to gain access to any quality care that they might need. And we can't do that alone. We do that through great community partners, volunteers, workplaces, getting the word out, such as you all are letting me do today. It's really a group effort, and United Way loves to be that middleman that connects those who need the resources with those who are willing to provide them and have them.
Wow. Hmm. Now, Philip, what made you want to get involved with United Way and work for them?
Sure. So I think the best part about my job is being able to interact with, as I mentioned, the community as a whole. I get to work with those who are so willing to give their time and their dollars to make a difference. And then I'm fortunate enough to then be able to then go present that, whether it be a check, whether it be school supplies or a brand new book, to a young person at a school, or to a principal that really needs those supplies for this year. Or, for instance, for this school year, a school that would love to have volunteers come in and read virtually to their students to take the load off the teachers for the day.
Nice.
Being able to kind of see the full circle of all the good people that exist in our communities, really giving back to where they work, live, and play, and just playing a small role in that really makes me excited to go to work there, work each and every day.
Wow, Philip. Okay, so you guys have a ton of things going on, but let's focus on the season of giving, because this sounds spectacular.
Mm-hmm. So great question. That is the winter drive that we hold each and every year. It started a few weeks ago, and it runs through December 15th. And typically, this drive would give workplaces and individuals opportunity to go out and purchase winter gear or food or toys, so that then we can get that out into the community, to the schools that we work with, to the community partners, other nonprofits. As you can imagine, with the COVID pandemic, we've kind of had to pivot a little bit and make it more of a virtual experience, where people can still connect with causes they care about and give back. So we have a few options that people can access through our website, which is UnitedWayInc.org. One of the options is an Amazon wish list. People can go right on to our Amazon wish list page and purchase supplies such as a brand new pair of socks, boots, gloves, winter hat, winter coat, that we would give back out in the community. Workplaces or individuals who are still going into work can start a workplace drive with their colleagues, or individuals at home can simply collect items when they go out to shop or purchase online on their own and then drop them off at our office in Hartford. The last option we have is we actually have a season of giving fund. There's a couple options with the fund. People can just give a direct monetary donation, which will be given to support our local community and provide access to things such as food and winter gear during the holiday months. Or we actually have a set of kits that people can purchase for the community, a winter clothing kind of full set. So, for example, one of the kits is $100 someone could donate, goes directly to a complete wardrobe for a young person, a hat, gloves, coat, socks, and so on. We also have a food kit, as well as, you know, gift cards to grocery stores, which we know items such as that are of a high need right now. So we really gave people a plethora of options, whatever suits their fancy, and it's all available on our website. We also have volunteer opportunities. We want people to have the ability in a safe manner to give back. And I know we're gonna talk about that in a little bit, but whether that's in person, if people are feeling safe and comfortable doing that, we have opportunities that are outside and with small groups, or we have some virtual options as well.
Are you finding, you know, with everything that's going on with COVID and people losing their jobs, I mean, are you finding that there's a greater need than past years this coming season?
So there's always been a need. There's always been a need, and it's definitely been exacerbated due to the pandemic. We've definitely seen a drop off in volunteering in terms of in-person volunteering, but we have not seen a drop off in terms of people wanting to give back because they know the need's greater. And so we as an organization have pivoted to allow those opportunities for people to give back to still be available, just making sure they're in a safe and you know, COVID safe environment for people to do so.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I have talked about this on the show a lot, that I feel like a lot of middle class families especially are finding themselves in a situation that they didn't think they'd find themselves in this year. So I think this is just spectacular that you guys are offering this.
Mm-hmm. And part of our role at United Way, like I said, is to really address not only immediate needs, which we're all facing with the pandemic, but also long-term challenges that our communities face. So as we all know, whenever this pandemic ends, hopefully it ends sooner rather than later, but the challenges that already existed and might exist now because of the pandemic are going to continue once it's over. So at United, we're looking not only to recover, but then rebuild and reimagine a better world when we come out the other side. And so we're hoping that not only us, but the community as a whole can kind of come together and do that.
Right. Yeah.
So as far as outside of like donating, and if I wanted to be a volunteer and get involved, mm-hmm. how do I do that?
Great question. So we have a variety of virtual options that we've offered since April. For example, we've encouraged volunteers to sew and donate face masks. As we know, it's a huge need in our community. And since April, we've actually given out 25,000 single-use and reusable face masks into our community, to schools, to nonprofits. So we're really proud of that. Wow. We've also offered the opportunity for volunteers to record themselves making a variety of different videos. So whether it be a read aloud for a young person, we've had groups and workplaces come up with a kind of like a virtual career fair to share with some of our partners in the secondary education world. We've also had a virtual letter writing website where people can write letters to healthcare workers, to school partners, to you know, bus drivers, grocery store workers. So any emergency worker or you know, immediate response worker that you can think of, we've had letters go out to. A lot of those opportunities are still available, as well as working with some of our community partners who have their own virtual opportunities, but they aren't as big as United Way and don't have the network that we do. So we share their opportunities as well that people can give back and support other nonprofits in the area as well.
Wow. So, you know, this is amazing that you guys are doing this season of giving. Have you guys looked forward to 2021 yet to see exactly what you think the needs of the community will be at that time?
Great question. So I think this whole situation right now is fluid. We've had to pivot and change kind of how the pandemic goes. We are really going to continue to focus on those four areas that I mentioned earlier. The need is going to continue to be greater as we go through the winter months. As I mentioned earlier, we're hoping it gets better sooner rather than later, but we just don't know that. So we're going to continue to do what we can continue to make sure that students can get a strong education. We're getting the word about where people can get basic needs, especially during the winter months, whether that's a face mask, whether that's a shelter when it gets colder, whether that's, you know, we're going to be into tax season soon. So right. offering our free tax service, you know,
what free tax service
with
what?
Everything going on, we still have to, people still have to file their taxes. So we want to make sure that,
hey, what's the criteria surrounding that? Cause some free tax service sounds good sure. to me. Yeah,
sure. So, starting in a couple of months now, we actually have a service called VITA that we recruit volunteers, and they get trained to become IRS certified for free wow. by United Way and with a partner of ours, the Village for Families and Children. And then we offer a free tax service to individuals and families making $52,000 or less on an annual basis. So it's really great service that we, you know, is going to be even more of a need this year as more people fall under that criteria, unfortunately. But the ability to get your taxes done for free is incredible. And then to get the money back that they've earned from the government, which is, you know, something that a lot of us are going to need as people have lost their jobs and people have been at home. So I don't want to get too far off Season of Giving, but that's also a great
I understand great that, Philip, but this is exciting, this free tax thing. I'm sorry, you know.
Yeah, that's okay. And I would be happy to come back on in a few months and discuss our VITA program as it gets going.
Great. Yeah. I mean, like, when do you have to sign up for that?
Just so right now we are just recruiting the volunteers, but in about a month, month and a half, people can begin to make appointments. Okay. How appointments are made are through 211. Connecticut 211 is, as people may be familiar with, that's a partner of United Way. So it's as simple as either going on 211's website or calling 211. They get you set up with where you can go to get your taxes done. Most of it this year will, or if not all of it, will be virtual. Typically people go to get it done in person.
Right.
But once again, being flexible and pivoting to a virtual realm that we all have had to get used to this year, we, you know, people still have to follow taxes. So we want to make sure they can do it safely and
yeah. I didn't even think about it being virtual. Wow. Okay. Now that's even more convenient than sitting in that boring tax office the whole time. I'm always hit with a charge too of like $300 for my taxes. And I'm like, well, dang, like it's crazy. So that's awesome that you guys are offering that. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the Season of Giving, again, just go over, you know, how we can donate, because I am in the giving mood. I want to donate to these families.
Yep. So once again, I'd encourage everyone to visit our website. It's United Way Inc. So UnitedWayINC.org. There's multiple ways to give, whether it's just ordering something from our Amazon wishlist page, purchasing a kit that can benefit a student, an adult, a family. There's also, if you are going into work and you have colleagues who are there holding a workplace drive, bring things into work to collect and then drop off at United Way. Or if you're an individual that, you know, wants to get out of the house or has a lot to give, feel free to swing by and drop it off at our office, or volunteer. Like I said, we have virtual options. While it's not too cold, if you're comfortable to go do it in person, the need is great. But the willingness of our community to give back is greater. And we want to continue to push that message that there is something you can do right now, even at home, on the couch, in front of your computer, you know, to make our situation here in the Hartford region a little bit better.
Philip, what does volunteering in person look like?
So we have limited our groups to 10 people or less. We have tried as much as possible to have projects outside. And so we have had them throughout the fall. As it gets a little bit colder, we're not going to have that, obviously, as we have a few more available here for November. For the winter months, it'll probably be virtually volunteering for the most part. But throughout the fall and for these next couple of weeks, it's small groups outside, socially distant, with people wearing masks. And once again, if you're not comfortable, we have virtual options as well.
What kind of work does it involve, though?
Sure. So we have community partners who are, you know, we work with 4-H and the Keeney Park Project Foundation. So, you know, cleaning up the parks, basic maintenance before the winter months. You know, for some of our partners, they're working with crops that need to be fixed up for next year's growing season. So different things like that.
Normally, I'm just asking because, you know, families like mine with kids,
sure.
You know, we're kind of in between sports seasons right now, and we kind of are looking for stuff to do on the weekends that are outside as a family,
sure,
you know, to get some exercise or whatever. So, you know,
absolutely,
some of these things sound great.
We also have one with Channel 3 Kids Camp, which I know a lot of people are familiar with locally. They do the Holiday Lights Fantasia event every year in Goodwin Park in Hartford. And so we also work with them to provide them volunteers because someone has to set that all up. And we're fortunate to be partnered with Channel 3 Kids Camp to provide them volunteers for that.
And a way to do that is just contact you guys on your website.
Yep. So we have our volunteer registration page is very similar to the one for Season of Giving. It's volunteer.unitedwayinc.org. And that lists all of United Way's current volunteer opportunities, as well as many of our community partners in the Hartford region actually list their volunteer opportunities on our website. So not only are our opportunities available, people can sign up to work with a variety of other nonprofits locally as well.
Wow. That sounds incredible. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Season of Giving is officially here.
It's here. It started a few weeks ago and it goes till December 15th. That being said, we're willing to take items like that throughout the winter. You know, just because our drive ends on December 15th doesn't mean the need for gloves, hats, face masks, coats is going to end. But the official drive ends on the 15th of December, but we will continue to accept items, you know, up until the springtime.
Yeah. And I mean, again, I love the fact that you're stressing that because the holidays are over doesn't mean the need goes right away.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In fact, it might grow even, you know, worse, the situation. So I'm really glad that you guys are doing so many wonderful things over there at the United Way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks. Thanks for having me on. And like I said, I, you know, we're willing to take anyone who wants to help. Please know that there's stuff out there to do and that the need is still great. And we need to all work together to both recover and rebuild from the pandemic.
So on your website, you do list all the locations if we do want to drop off donations.
So for the drop off of donations, it would be our main location in Hartford. We have an office at 30 Laurel Street in Hartford.
Okay.
It's right near the Parkville section of the city, Parkville Asylum Hill. My colleague Annie Summers is the contact for the event, but you know, people can reach out to me as well. But that can all be found on our website on the links that I mentioned. But people can get in touch with us. They can donate. We do have people going into the office, but it's kind of on a per need basis. So
yeah,
it would just need to be set up with a staff person, but that's very easily done.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Philip Blonsky. He's a senior community engagement manager for the United Way.
Thank you both.
Good luck with everything with the Season of Giving.
Thank you so much. Thanks again for having me on.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Take care. Yep. It's at 937.